Hey, let's do a couple of chart reviews. Number one, today's the 17th. It should say chart review, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. D-E-E-R, Brook Emergency Hospital. First patient is, date of visit is 10-15. Dr. Adedapo, A-D-E-D-A-P-O. A-D-E-D-A-P-O. First patient is S-D, 47-year-old woman with back pain. Given Toradol in the emergency room, urinalysis negative, CT shows L2, L3, lumbar disc disease, spinal stenosis, treated with Flexreel, Talon number 3. Patient is still in pain, going to see a specialist today. Happy with the doctor. RH, 7-year-old with stomach pain, CBC, CMP negative, CT showed mesenteric adenitis and enteritis. No treatment was offered. Consider treating mesenteric adenitis, especially in symptomatic patients. Family was happy. Child is still doing better. Next patient is LR, 52-year-old woman, seen with back and side pain, treated with Toradol Zofran. Patient was diagnosed with abdominal pain of unknown etiology. Patient CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase, and CT of the abdomen were negative. Patient is quite upset because she's been having vaginal bleeding, and she asked for INR to be done. This is after Dr. A saw the patient. The nurse came to give her blood work and tell her everything on the blood work looked good. And when she said, I needed my INR checked because of vaginal bleeding, the nurse told her, oh, sorry, we don't do that here, in quotation. She works for an attorney. She likes to find out what she can do to remedy this situation so it won't happen to somebody else. And the nurse needs to be spoken to regarding the INR testing at our facility. And Dr. A should have ordered an INR, which he did not order because patient was on Coumadin. She's had a stroke and a history of antithrombin 3 deficiency. I will check back with her to make sure she's doing okay after she sees her physician. She's still in pain, is going to see her oncologist today. Sorry, next patient is LR. Next patient is LU, is a 43-year-old male with epigastric pain, lab CT negative, diagnosed with constipation. Sent home with lactulose. I left a message for patient to call me back. SD, 65-year-old woman, comes in with shortness of breath, history of diabetes, coronary artery disease, hypertension. In the emergency room, treated with aspirin, albuterol, nitroglycerin. Diagnosis of dyspnea with wheezing given. Blood pressure initially elevated but improved. Swab test, UDS, TSH, BNP, cardiac workup, CBC, CMP negative, EKG short, ST2 wave changes. Patient was given ProAir, cardiology not called, observation was not mentioned, especially in face of abnormal EKG at advanced age and wheezing. Chest x-ray was negative, so there was no clear-cut cause of wheezing noted, except for reactive airway disease. None of this was discussed. Observation was not offered. I left a message for the patient to call me back. Thank you. Next patient is AA, is a 17-year-old young lady with chest pain. TSH was negative. Urine tox screen showed ecstasy. Chest x-ray negative. EKG showed atrial flutter rate controlled. This was not mentioned in the diagnosis. The diagnosis sheet states costochondritis and URI. No mention of abnormal EKG. Patient's blood pressure was stable, and the atrial flutter was rate controlled, most likely related to MDM. But nevertheless, it was never mentioned. Once again, Next patient is J.A., 58-year-old woman with history of depression, hypertension, presents with chest pain. Patient had very high D-dimer. Swab test negative, UDS negative, chest X-ray negative, cardiac workup negative. When Dr. A offered CTA, patient refused and left AMA. I left a message for the patient to call me back. Next patient is LP. He's a 55-year-old male with wrist pain, swollen glands, lower bowel issues. Patient had CBC, CMP, urinalysis, CT of the abdomen and pelvis, which were all negative. Wrist X-ray was negative. Treated with Toradol. The number in the emergency room that was left is a non-working number. Next patient is A. B. is a 68-year-old woman with bad migraine headache, CBC, CMP negative, swab test negative, blood pressure 189 over 88, came down to 150 over 86, with Toradol, sent home with myalgia, URI. No further medications given. Next patient is AR, 9-year-old with fever 102.3, chest X-ray negative, swab testing negative, treated with Motrin and Bromfen. Doing better. Mom was happy. Next patient is KF, 45-year-old with heart palpitation, abnormal beats, cardiac negative, urinalysis negative, urine tox screen negative, chest X-ray negative, EKG negative. Was given no medications to go home, but she was not having palpitations at the time of discharge. Observation was not offered. Cardiology was not called. EKG was normal in the emergency room. Next patient is KM. KM is 27-year-old with stomach pains, burning when urinating, blood in the urine noted. Urine sent for STD. Patient is not on her period, given pyridium, but no antibiotic in face of dysuria. Not sure exactly why STD panel was sent. Again, only pyridium was given. Patient did not answer her phone. Next patient is ST, 45-year-old seen with body ache, slight chest pains, chemistry, cardiac, chest X-ray, repeat EKG, repeat cardiac workup negative, treated with the Toradol, Zofran in the emergency room. A patient sent home with Toradol. Patient's PDMP showed multiple providers writing her tablets of Norco 5 years since there. Next patient states that she was still having pain and was going to go see her regular doctor today, but was happy with the care received. Next patient is CW, is a 49-year-old woman, fell yesterday complaining of knee pain. X-rays showed severe arthritis, no fracture, treated with Toradol. She's still in pain. She's going to see her primary care physician, but she was happy with the care received by Dr. A. Next patient is JP, is a 30-year-old with headache, arm pain, treated with Phenagan, Toradol in the emergency room, CT of the head negative, except for sinusitis, swab testing negative, CBC, CMP negative, treated with Z-Pak and Toradol at home. Thank you.